Earlier this month, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced remediation work would begin at the Saint-Gobain facility on McCaffrey Street in Hoosick Falls. The Superfund site is at the center of the PFOA water contamination issue affecting village water supplies. PFOA has been linked to ill health effects, including cancer. I spoke with Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen about the work intended to prevent PFOA contamination from reaching the village's municipal water supply, which has been outfitted with a filtration system.
In terms of the interim remedial measure that they've installed, I think the village is probably sort of taking a wait-and-see look. I mean, we know that the size and scope of the contamination and the size of the aquifer that's contaminated versus the amount of water that this is going to pull. This seems more like a preventative measure to stop any of the contamination from the hot spot of the plant site moving towards the well field. We, on average, in the village, pump about 400,000 gallons a day, and of course that's treated with our GAC filter. I want to say this is proposing about maybe 35,000 gallons a day to be treated. So, you know, it's nice as a preventative measure to prevent things moving towards the well field. We'll see how much of an effect this has on the overall size and scope of the contamination and the cleanup.
The McCaffrey Street facility, the Saint-Gobain facility in Hoosick Falls, is not the only contaminated site. And what's the progress with the investigations, as far as you know, with some of the other properties in Hoosick Falls?
The latest, I think, big development is that the landfill is going to become a Class 2 Superfund site. That's specific to, I think, the PFOA samples there, as well as some metals, and that was kind of expected to happen. Each of these investigations, McCaffrey Street, Liberty Street, landfill, the John Street Honeywell VOC site, they're all at various levels of the investigation and what happens next. One of the things I'm glad for is that DEC has been working with the Page Group to put together a community working group that we're working to get off the ground so that we can have a way for residents and people who are really interested to have access to not just all of the data, but also some people who can technically explain what that means and sort of have some idea on what's going on and what they want to see happen in the future.
It could take years before a maximum contaminant level is set for chemicals like PFOA and PFOS. Should federal regulators be looking at the entire class of chemicals, which contains thousands of numbers and could take forever, or are you satisfied with them taking a very narrow approach with PFOA and PFOS as an example?
Well, let's be clear that nothing is going on in Washington in terms of regulating these chemicals. Now, the EPA, from one side of its mouth, is saying that, you know, we worked to get these companies to stop using them as a voluntary phase-out years and years and years ago, and now they're saying that we're at least 2 years from setting an MCL, and they even have to go through about a year process of deciding if it warrants an MCL. At the same time, all of these other chemicals are cropping up in use in various ways. The only real way to prevent this whack-a-mole approach of going a couple chemicals at a time every 5 or so years is to regulate the whole class. And I think that's what people have been saying from the beginning. And over the past few years, as there's more contamination found across the country and more contaminants in the PFAS family being found, this is the only clear and logical way. And I'm afraid that with the current administration that we have now, it's only going to really come through an act of Congress putting a law together that regulates these chemicals, because I think that's really the only natural fix that we have right now.
And Representative Delgado will be in Hoosick Falls on Monday. And do you plan on speaking with him then?
Oh, yes. And I'm in touch with his office quite often, as well as with Senator Gillibrand's office and Schumer's office. They've been really helpful, and they've been connecting to a lot of other congressmen throughout the country who are dealing with PFAS. And it's ironic that PFAS seems to be one of the few things that both sides of the aisle agree on, that this is a huge issue, that it's only going to get worse as we discover more and more places that are contaminated. And as the science develops, it always is developing on the side of this stuff is worse than we thought it was going to be.
DEC has been looking for an alternative water source for the village. What's the status of those discussions with the village?
The report that's going to lay out all of the options for the alternate water supplies that we could hook into should be coming out in June. That is obviously the next big thing that we're waiting for. And I think based on some of the things that haven't half panned out, it's really going to come down to the possibility of a local groundwater source, which is going to be a very tough sell, or hooking into the Tamhanic, which I think, even though it's a long feed, is going to probably be one of our better possibilities, or hooking into a local municipality. But again, that's about the same distance as the Tamhanic. So I know we're all waiting for that, because I think that, along with trying to work towards some form of agreement with the companies, is really when we get to move past this and start working towards solidifying our future.